Blog Talk Radio.
Discover your new favorite place to shop today, because a brand new Walmart Supercenter is now open in your area. Get low prices you can trust every day on all the groceries your family loves, like fresh produce and quality meats. Plus, save on prescriptions and over-the-counter medicines in our pharmacy. You'll also find great clothes, sporting goods, home essentials, and more.
Come meet your new neighbors today at the brand new Walmart Supercenter on the corner of North Decatur Road and Church Street in Decatur.
Save money, live better, Walmart.
Time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, we're having an awesome time. You know, I do want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. You just took time out of your busy schedule to support us, and we really, really, truly appreciate that here at Good Deeds. You know, the thing about it is all of us have challenges. All of us have difficult situations. All of us have, as some people say, hiccups. We have things that happen in our life. But you know, just three things real quickly that we have to do when we're in a difficult situation. We have to acknowledge it, okay, that we're in a difficult situation. And we have to make a decision that we're going to be all right, that we're going to actually look to the God to give us direction on what we need to do and say. You know, you have to be around like-minded people that can give you wisdom. Now, true wisdom of what you need to do in life. And then, of course, you got to walk it out. You have to move forward. You have to move forward from that difficult situation. And just like you in a car and looking in the rearview mirror, that is the past, and you need to move forward. And you know I have to say my little national anthem thing is, don't stop, get it, get it. You have to get it, because there's so many things that's in life we actually need to do. You know, Good Deeds, our mission here is to showcase and promote other people, their message to the world. You know, their vision, their dreams, their passion, of course, and their purpose. Get that message out to the world. And we do that in so many ways. You know, we do it in radio, television. We even do it now in telesummits and webinars and live events. And, you know, Good Deeds, we just pour our hearts out, because the whole goal is to educate people, so educate them with information. We want to inspire and motivate them, and of course we want you to be able to make a wise decision, okay? And we have an awesome young lady that's with us today. I talked to her in the green room just briefly, and she said she's an open book. Now, she meant that to say that the things that she's gone through, she will let you come and peep into her life, that she can help you and somebody you know move forward in life. Like I said earlier, we all have difficult situations, one shape, form, or fashion. But the thing is, those three things, as I said earlier, that we need to do. And she's gonna let us know, okay? She's going to get us straight on the things we need to do in life. You know, the wonderful thing, her name is Kelly Porter. She's an awesome lady. She's a speaker. She's a life coach. She's a child abuse and domestic violence victims advocate, okay? She's an author. I'm going to add something else to her portfolio. She's a world changer. She actually is changing people's lives by being transparent so they can know what's going on in life. And we all need to do that. We need to, you know, in the old days, I know we used to do this and do that, and we didn't tell people what we went through. But, you know, it's time for us to open the book and tell people, not to get accolades from it, just so you can help somebody else go forward from the situation they're in. And it may be similar. It may be very similar. But the thing is, we need to take that mask off, as Paula White says, and help somebody else in the things they're going through. But further delay, we actually have Miss Kelly Porter Turner in the house. Welcome, Kelly, to Good Deeds.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Hi, Renee. Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, she got a lot of ends like me, so, you know, we don't have a good time. But we want to dive right in this. Just tell us a little bit more about yourself and just tell us about the awesome things and, you know, the journey that you're going through in life.
All right. Well, just a brief, I guess, if you want to say, description of, like you said, who I am. I'm an author, empowerment speaker, domestic violence and child abuse advocate, life coach. My focus is empowering victims of abuse to stand in their truth. And when I say their truth, I mean that ugly truth. The truth of the matter is, if you're in a domestic violence relationship, if you have been a victim of child molestation, that is your truth. If you have not had any assistance, any help, any prayers, you know, through God, any interventions, that's your truth. And the only way to move out of that truth is to accept that truth. You have to accept it. So that is my goal in life. I want to empower victims of domestic violence and child molestation to know that there is pure freedom at the end of the road. But you have to do the work. You have to do the work. And I come from all forms of abuse, all forms, incest, child molestation, being drugged and raped, actually being locked in a room for 3 years while I was being drugged and raped, two domestic violence relationships, attempted suicide 3 times, mental institution 2x. And through the grace of God and the fact that I was willing to do the work and see my ugly truth, I live in pure freedom today. Nothing from my past affects me in any shape, fashion, or form. And as a matter of fact, my past has given me in life, which has now become my passion to help other individuals who have traveled the road that I have traveled. That's me in a nutshell.
You can hear that passion. I can hear it all in your voice. Oh, my yes. God. But let's just, you know, let's go a little further. What is a working definition of what's considered to be, I mean, we can do it from both angles, from child abuse or, you know, because so much in the media nowadays about that. And then also, what is the working definition of what's considered when you say, okay, now this is domestic violence? You know, I know everybody have their opinion about it, but, you know, some commonality is among the definition.
Right. Domestic violence, of course, comes in all forms. When some people think it's just about hitting, domestic violence, prior to the first hit, there is some emotional abuse. There is some mental abuse. There is manipulation. There is control. There is isolation. There is even the spiritual abuse. It all of that occurs prior to the hit. The goal of the abuser is to basically demean you or minimize you beyond or beneath human level. Once he has you to that point, he can control you. And once he swings, you're going to accept it because now you're looking at yourself as beneath him. That's the classic abuser's goal, to make you feel beneath him. And it doesn't necessarily start with hitting. It, as a matter of fact, it generally starts with the name calling. You're stupid, you're dumb, or the threats, like, I'm going to leave you if you don't do this, or I'm going to take that from you if you don't do this. It's about control. They have to control you first. And once they have your mind, everything else belongs to them. So it's not about hitting. It starts with the mindset. Once an abuser has your mind, he's basically got full control over you.
Wow. That's true. That's true. But let me ask you this, because I've heard people say that you have the red flags.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you agree with that? That we just,
yes,
you know, we
flags,
so
you know,
love, we so this and that we ignore them?
Well, you know what, Renee, the thing about it is, you know, I was in two relationships like that, and the first red flag I received was the anger, the loud outburst. And that right there is a sign of him trying to put fear in you. And when I say the loud, angry outburst, I mean the volatile language, the up in your face, you know, the shove or the grab. That is basically the introduction. And a lot of people ignore that because immediately afterwards, they tend to apologize. They say they won't do it again. But see, we as women, we have to realize that the moment man or female, because, you know, you have the alternative lifestyles as well, and they're suffering domestic violence as well as heterosexual relationships are too. And so we have to realize that the moment someone belittles us, degrades us, disrespects us, and then ultimately puts their hand on you, there is no love in that relationship. And in order to see that there is no love in that relationship, you have to understand what self-love is. You have to truly understand what loving yourself is. And that is what's lacking in a lot of the women today. And that was what was lacking in me. And that is why I stayed in one of the relationships for 7 years and in the other relationship on and off for 3 years. There was a lack of self-love. There was a lack of self-worth. There was a lack of self-esteem. There was a lack of self-knowledge of who I was, what I wanted. And so this is common among many women out here, and men, not just women, men as well. We are lacking our worth. We are lacking our strength. We're lacking what it takes to rely on us, trust ourselves, trust our decisions. And so we stay in these situations, and we think it's going to get better. It's not going to get better. If he hits you once, more than likely, you accept it, that's telling him he can hit you again, and he's going to. So we as women have to realize our value. We have to realize we don't deserve to be hit. We deserve love, and that is God's love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not boastful. Love doesn't keep count of records. You know, we have to understand what true love is within ourselves first before we can even begin to even give it or receive it from anybody else. And that is a huge lack in society as a whole.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because, you know, like you're saying, it all starts with, you know, that mindset, that what's between our ears, as some one writer says. If we can get that in line, the body will follow. And
absolutely.
So even in that situation that you're in, you have to change that mindset. Because if somebody have you under control, let's even think about when you're going fishing. If you got that thing under control, when that fish hooks on there, whatever you're catching, it's going to come where you want it to go. And so it's
That's
hard
right.
to get away from that.
That's right. And here's the thing. We also have to look at a lot of the problems that we have as adults today. We have to look at our childhood. You know, adult women, we don't walk into abusive relationships as an adult. We were conditioned to those abusive relationships as we grew up, whether it was a sister, a brother, your mother, your father, your uncle, whomever. Somebody introduced you to that abuse, and that became confusing with love to you. For me, I was raised in extreme violence, and when I say extreme violence, I mean bloodshed. You know, I witnessed my father shooting at my brother. I witnessed siblings beating each other until there was just, like, bloodshed everywhere. And in my mind, I was conditioned already to accept the hits. You know, I was already conditioned because this is what I grew up in. And a lot of women don't realize if you don't go back and figure out where it came from, you're going to continuously find yourself in those same toxic relationships. And I talk a lot about that in my second book, Overcoming Toxic Relationships, how it all stems back to your childhood. Everything comes from your childhood in regards to who you are today. If you grew up in a peaceful home, loving home, kind home, affectionate, more than likely that's what you're going to reach out to. If your father was a loving person and kind person and one who took you out on dates as his daughter, you're going to look for somebody like that. But if he was a man who smacked you upside your head, called you the B word, the dumb, the stupid, that's what you're going to accept because that's what you're being taught or conditioned to accept. And see, as adults, we get set in our ways, and what we don't realize, we're set in a dysfunctional pattern. We're set with these dysfunctional behaviors and these dysfunctional beliefs that were embedded in us at the childhood. And if we don't go back, this is what life will be like you for a very long time. Every relationship will be toxic, and a lot of people think it's just your boyfriend, girlfriend. No, you got sibling relationships. You got mother and child relationship. You know, you have other relationships, employee relationships that you have to deal with. And if your very first relationships from the beginning of your time wasn't healthy, no relationship is going to be healthy. We're being raised in dysfunctional homes, and we're taking that throughout our lives. And that's what's embedded in us, and that's what's being projected onto us. That's what we're attracting, and that's what we're giving off.
Girl, you owned it there. I truly can understand what you said. But, you know, we're not going to give too much away because, you know, we want our listening audience to and our audience to actually purchase your book. But the toxic relationship, even if you identify, because that's how the Lord gave me to open up the show with the difficult situations. So we have acknowledged that we're in a difficult situation, that we've had child abuse in the past. We've had the domestic violence. And we're trying to get our mind right that we can move forward. So we have to get some kind of clarity. We have to be able to forgive ourselves. Where do you start? I mean, if you're in a situation, I mean, where do we start trying to move forward?
If you're out of the situation, the best way to start is to learn to forgive. When you don't forgive, you're holding on to the anger, the pain, the bitterness. Everything, every ounce of pain that was given to you in that past relationship is going to basically live in your heart. And that's the first step. First, we have to understand what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not for the abuser. Forgiveness is not for the wrongdoer. It's for you to release yourself, to release the anger and pain so that your wrongdoer no longer has control over your emotions. And that's another lack in society. We don't forgive. And we wonder why every relationship is broken. Well, because you're still mad and angry and hurt from what the person did to you in the past. We have to learn to forgive. Once we learn to forgive, now we got to do the work. The work is, what are those patterns and behaviors that you developed after child molestation? Do you live in fear? Do you lack self-esteem? Do you lack self-love? You know, do you have low self-esteem? Is your confidence low? Are you promiscuous? You know, what are these patterns and behaviors that developed? And trust me, a victim or a survivor of abuse, they know. They're fully aware of their dysfunctionalities. They may not be able to pinpoint how it goes back to child molestation, but it does. And once you're out of that relationship, again, you have to work on the forgiveness portion and then actually look at yourself in the mirror. I call it do some time in the mirror or sit with yourself. Stay out of relationships. Focus on how the abuse affected you. Once you identify those patterns and behaviors, you can now focus on removing them because, trust me, when you recognize that you lack self-esteem or that you were promiscuous, you're going to be approached in a situation in life that's going to come to you in that exact form, and it's your choice to make the right decision. So, example, I used to be promiscuous. That came from child molestation. And one of the things I wanted to remove, besides the 20 patterns of behaviors that I did develop, that was one of the main ones because I wanted to feel like my body was worthy. But I had to realize that I was promiscuous because that was my self-worth. My self-worth was sex. So in order for me to develop my own confidence, my own value, I had to remove the sex. So when I was approached with that fine, tall, dark-skinned man that I'd always lusted after, I had to make a decision. No. You have to realize what the abuse did to you. You have to recognize it, and you have to do the work to remove it. It's when we make a choice to stay in that dysfunctional mindset, when we refuse to choose to do better. Because once you recognize those patterns and behaviors, Renee, now you know better. It's time to do better now. So when you're out, forgiveness, first step. Second step, look back. See how it affected you. Work on removing those behaviors. Once you're there, the sky's the limit for you because now you're emotionally free. Now you can accept the next relationship without fear. Now you can go into the next relationship and have that self-value, that self-worth. But if you don't do that before another relationship, I can almost guarantee you 100% you'll find yourself in the same situation because that energy inside of you is what's going to attract another abusive person.
Yeah, I really believe that. You have to, I mean, anytime you're in a relationship, you need, my mom used to call it the cooling off period. And, mm-hmm. you know, the old people used to say that. But you have to, you know, and then who, I think, I can't remember what celebrity actually said. You have to love yourself. I think Jada Pinkett said it. She said that she loved who she was before Will came into her life. Only thing he was is icing on the cake.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of women don't do that. We get in relationships. I call them men hoppers, male hopper, or relationship hopper. You break up from one guy, you don't give yourself time to heal, you go to the next guy. You're taking all that baggage. You're taking all of that. You're taking the same person to the next relationship. And here's the thing. I always tell people, an abuser was an abuser before he met you. So don't worry about him. Your goal is to focus on why are you accepting it. Because he was who he was before he came into your life. So why are you accepting it? That's the question we have to ask. Why am I accepting this? Why do I feel like I am worthy of this beating, this slapping, this kick, this name-calling? What's inside of me that I'm accepting this? And once you answer those questions, you won't attract it anymore. Because the first time it approaches you, you will immediately see it for what it is, and you will remove it out of your life. And I'm a living testimony, walking testimony to that. I can spot negative energy a mile away now. But that's because I did the work. And it's a lot of fear in it, Renee. It's a lot of fear in going back to those past relationships. It's a lot of fear in that because not only are you looking at what was done to you, you're really looking at yourself. Who are you? You know, you must feel really ugly about yourself. You must feel worthless to accept that. Who actually wants to hear themselves say that to themselves? No one wants to admit the ugly, dark side. So you push to the side, and it creeps up in every relationship. We gotta look at our ugly truth. You have to look at your ugly truth. And a lot of people think just, you know, you get out of a relationship, and it's like you say, cooling off time. That cooling off time is really time for you to, one, forgive yourself for allowing those things to happen to you, especially if it was some abuse, being cheated on or what have you. You have to forgive yourself for those things. You have to forgive the person that did it to you. That cooling off period is really time for you to redevelop yourself. You know, now you're going to be moving into another relationship. Are you going to take the same person? Because this same person is not working for you. Redefine yourself. Learn from the past. You know, utilize it as your bread, you know, for your next destination. But we don't do that. We're so quick to just jump. From man to woman to man to woman, and we wonder why relationships keep failing. It's a lack of knowledge, a lack of self-love, and a lack of self-reflection and correction.
That's it. You are so powerful. Oh, wow. All that, yeah, we need to do that. So,
it's true. You know, I did it already.
Especially when we have kids.
Yes.
Our kids, especially our daughters, see us, and mm-hmm. they know something is wrong, and they,
mm-hmm.
of course, they follow in our footsteps, and so we have
mm-hmm.
to break that cycle so we can
yes.
help our young women and young men that they don't
yes.
continue this cycle of not having self-love and self-worth for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
100%.
Wow.
As I said,
so
that's
powerful.
What I grew up in. You know, I saw my siblings getting beat and stabbed and, you know, and ultimately, and I was one of the women who said, oh, I would never find myself in that situation. Really? Well, the moment you judge and the moment, you know, you start to say you'll never find yourself in that situation, God has a way of making that situation available for you. There's always a test in life. You know, and I say that because a lot of women are judged when they're in domestic violence relationships, and you don't understand half of it, not even a quarter of it, unless you've walked in that woman's shoes. You don't understand why you stay. You don't understand why you feel the need to stay. You don't understand why you can't leave or why it's hard to leave. You know, when a person has, first of all, before you even get through 6 months or 3 months in the domestic violence relationship, that's a question right there in itself, those first 3 months. You must have lacked self-love to stay for 3 months. So here's the thing. You are already lacking self-love because you're in that relationship. And now that you're in it, you're probably feeling less than you was before you got into it. People don't understand that. So men judge, women judge, but they don't understand what's really going on inside of that person, the hurt, the pain, you know, though the feelings of being empty and worthless. Those are some severe emotions, and trust me, I live with all of them. They will literally take you to your grave if you don't focus and pay attention to yourself and stop looking at everybody else to change. Change starts from within. We don't do that, and we're guilty of that.
That's true. What Michael Jackson said, look at the man in the mirror.
That's
need
right.
to
look
do that.
Look at the man in the mirror.
Oh, God. This is so
right.
powerful. Now, we're going to take a quick break. Now, we actually, a lot of questions have come in about resources. And it's, you know, we're going to talk about your platform. We got, I know you got some awesome workshop seminar and our
yes.
awesome book. So we're going to come back. It'll only take a minute. We're going to take a short break this time because this is awesome information. And, you know, this is Good Deeds. And we're going to come back, Miss Carolyn Porter. I'm giving you a new name. Porter Turner is be back, okay? She knows my
yes.
heart. But hold on. This information is so powerful. And we'll be right back. And this is Good Deeds.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
You guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're back. We're having a, awesome. This is actually one of the stellar presentations we've had. We need to know this information on how we can move forward from the difficult situations we have encountered. Someone you know, we won't be saying these comments now about people in domestic violence, someone being in child abuse. Kelly Porter Turner is telling us from her life experience or what we need to do is stop doing the things that we're doing and judging people. But Kelly, let's dive right into what type of resources that we can use if we know, you know, ourselves, or we have been in a child abuse situation, we've had molestation, if we've had domestic violence, or we know someone that's close in our family, someone we can share your wonderful platform.
Right. Well, the first resource, of course, is myself. As, again, I'm a living, walking testimony of all forms of abuse. My first book is Perfectly Planned, Overcoming Incest, Child Molestation, and Rape. That could be purchased on Amazon.com, as well as my website, which is www.kellyporter.com, and that's Kelly with an E-Y. And then, of course, my second book, which focuses on domestic violence and the patterns and behaviors and just overall toxic relationships, that as well can be purchased on Amazon.com, as well as my website. And again, that's www.kellyporter.com. I also offer a forgiveness webinar because there are five steps to forgiveness. Now, I offer this webinar, it's every second Wednesday, I believe, of every, it's one of those, anytime meetings. But I could definitely post a link to your page so that people can see it if they're interested. But I also do a forgiveness workshop. And those are pretty much done at will. Sometimes I'll do them every month. Or if I have at least 10 participants who's willing to come on in and get the information, then I'll go ahead and do that particular workshop. So there's a forgiveness workshop and a forgiveness webinar. And all of them are all listed on my website as well. And then I also do seminars on, like, self-love. So, and I think that's very important. We definitely need self-love because that's probably the root of all of this, the dysfunctionalities in relationships and then just people as a whole, is that lacking self-love. So, but again, if you were to go to my website, www.kellyporter.com, you will see a variety of different webinars and different seminars and workshops. And there's one of the biggest ones I love is the Transitioning Victims to Victors Vision Board Workshop. That's a three-part workshop, and it basically allows individuals to come in and using images, you know, put down on this board your emotions, where you are in reality right now today. The goal is for that person to see themselves. And if it's on paper, you can look at yourself every day. Now you can make the change. And then there's a second step. We move forward, and then you do another vision board. You should have grown from that first one if you're doing the work. So that's a three-part series at that particular workshop. But they're all beneficial, and they're all coming from a lot of people. You know, I'm Siri, but I'm 30 years experience, and I'm talking abuse from the age of 8 years old and ending at 38 years old. So I consider myself 5 years old because I have a new spirit. I'm 43 now. You know, I love myself today, so I'm really willing to give myself to victims of abuse and really help them understand that there's freedom and there's love and you can trust again and you can remove the fear. You know, it's here. It's out here. It can be done. It can be accomplished. You just have to be willing to see the ugly truth. And again, stop by my website, and all the information is there. You can email me at info@kellyporter.com if you have any questions. I'm on Facebook at Kelly Porter Turner, and my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/forgivenessmaster.
Yeah, you have to. You're a wealth of information. I know so many people right now that I need to connect you with, and we'll be having her back. I actually want to get her on one of my other platforms because what she just said, it just ignited my spirit. Self-love. We need that in everything we're trying to do. You know, I tell people all the time, if we have the self-love, that means, that's going to help your personal relationships that you have, you know,
right,
with family, friends,
mm-hmm,
you know, and
mm-hmm,
your husband. But also, we be trying to bring this stuff over to our business side. So you've
yes.
got to have self-love of yourself, and then your confidence and our self-esteem and all that will be taken care of. Because if you're going to somebody for a $1 million contract, with the way you walk in there, what you have on, the way your eyes look, will determine what they're going to say next.
Yes, absolutely. And it really is. And then another thing, Renee, is without self-love, how dare you say you can love somebody else? Think about that. Without self-love, how can you say you really love somebody else? If you're lacking self-love, then you don't know how to give real love. You're giving your version of love. And more than likely, it's not healthy. It's not real love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not boastful. Love does not keep account. Love is God's love. We are lacking that.
Mm-hmm. Girl, this time go by so quick. I know we got to get you back on Good Deeds.
I'll be glad to come back
this
on, too.
This is just a tip of the iceberg of information we need to. And we will, of course, we'll promote your different activities you have. And, of course, the book. You got to get these books now. Everybody needs
yes.
these books. But please, one more time, give us your website address one more time, please.
Okay, my website address is www.kellyporter, that's KellyPorter.com, www.kellyporter.com. You'll see all of my webinars there, seminars, books. You'll see everything that I do, you'll see right there. And I'm actually going to be uploading and adding a few more things I got coming up. Oh, and lastly, really quick, in January, last year I had started Voice of Champions, where I provided a platform for individuals who had been abused to stand up and speak out. I call it Silence No More, Empowering Victims of Abuse, Stand Up and Speak Out. That's going to be starting in January. So if anybody's interested and really feel like you have that courage to come on out and share your story, I'm there to support you. There'll be many other people sharing their story. I'm going to be uploading some links of previous speakers who have shared their stories. So if that's something you're interested in, you're really, really ready to start cleansing your soul, I would encourage you to go ahead and sign up. It's going to start back up in January, and trust me, this will be the beginning of a new journey for you.
Wow, that's powerful. We need that. But we really thank you, thank you, thank you, Kelly Porter Turner, for being here with us on Good Deeds.
Thank you so much for having me, Renee. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you so much.
Oh, God. Woo, we've had an awesome time. You know, you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, but This is what we do here. We educate you. We give you information. We motivate you, inspire you that you can make a wise decision. You know how to contact us. We actually, I have a new website, which is www.reneesunday.com, and all my information, I mean really all the social media links are there, all the radio and television information, of course, me being a platform builder, all of that information is in one place. But we still have our gooddeedslive.com website active as well. But if you need us, please, please, please contact us. We do have advertising and sponsorship packages available, which is reasonable. You know my heart is reasonable. But we just thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Sprint presents Lie Detector. Kyle and Audrey have been hooked up to a lie detector. Let's see who's telling the truth and who's lying.
I have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so I never have to wait to get the newest iPhone.
I don't have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so it's 15 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S. But I don't mind waiting. And I'm not jealous of your new iPhone either. Honestly, I'm not lying.
Get the fire extinguisher.
On second thought, can I just switch to Sprint?
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease, no security deposit. Excludes taxes, subject to well-qualified credit. New line port, a $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in. Regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever's lease upgrade eligibility does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Service is additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.